This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد وفي القرآن الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما صدق الله العظيم فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that just as He has gathered us here today on this final Jum'ah of the month of Ramadan, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us along with our families in Jannat al-Firdaws al-A'la, in the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his Sahaba without any accountability. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He accepts our Qiyam. May Allah accept our Siyam. May Allah accept all the du'as that we have made in the month of Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to maximize the remaining days of Ramadan. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, as the countdown begins to Eid, you will see many masajid, many organizations, many businesses sending out press releases and messages about the times of Eid and the discounts that some of the stores give regarding Eid and so forth. Meaning that there is so much you're going to see a push regarding Eid in the next few days. But brothers and sisters, let us not forget that after today, we still have 4 more days of Ramadan. We still have 2 more odd nights. Tonight is the 27th night of Ramadan, and Sunday night, inshallah, is the 29th night of Ramadan. 2 more odd nights, 2 more possibilities of Laylatul Qadr. So let us not forget that yes, while Eid is on the horizon, we cannot lose picture of the current situation that we are in. We still have 2 odd nights and 4 days to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. We still have 2 odd nights and 4 days to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get the reward of 83 years of ibadah. There is still time to make qiyam to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is still time. We use these remaining days to connect with the Qur'an and to grow our spirituality. Because come Tuesday night, brothers and sisters, you're going to see the masajid again empty. We're going to see Salat al-Fajr empty. We're going to find people who are no longer connecting with the Qur'an. Fasting becomes obsolete in our life. Qiyam does not exist anymore. Brothers and sisters, before that time comes, we maximize the remaining days of Ramadan. Because this is what we learn from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We find from our pious predecessors of the past that this is how they would spend their Ramadan. That they would not begin preparing for Eid. Even before or in the mid of the last 10 nights of Ramadan, they would worry about Eid when one night before Eid or the day before Eid. So brothers and sisters, this is a deception, truly, that when we start thinking about Eid and we begin to lose what is at hand. It is important that we understand that if we lose value of this, there is no guarantee, brothers and sisters. As they say that when you pray Salat as if this is your last Salat. When we spend our Ramadan, and we utilize our Ramadan as if this could be very possibly our last Ramadan. Is this how we want to spend our last Ramadan? There is no guarantee, even with myself or anyone sitting over here, that we will be able to witness next year's Ramadan. If I know that there's a possibility that I may not be here next Ramadan, and this is my final Ramadan. Is this how we want to spend our last days of Ramadan? I know that every one of you will say that this is not how I want to spend my last nights of Ramadan. So as we approach the last 10 nights of Ramadan, let's try to maximize this time. Also, it is important that at this time, as we approach the end of Ramadan, that we focus and we reflect on the verse of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He talks about one of the objectives of Ramadan. I talked about 3 objectives of Ramadan in the beginning of Ramadan. One was taqwa, one was shukr, and one was rushd. To have this maturity, this spiritual maturity within a person. When we talk about shukr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah, in the beginning of the verse, He talks about the Qur'an. He says, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. The month of Ramadan is the month wherein the Qur'an was revealed. Then Allah begins to describe what kind of a book this is. He says, هُدَلْ لِلنَّاسِ. This Qur'an provides guidance to people. Not just guidance in terms of iman, even guidance in terms of our life affairs. When I don't know how to handle a life affair, or I'm looking for some kind of spiritual guidance, I can always come back to the Qur'an. If I don't know how to handle grief and anxiety, we come to the Qur'an. Of course, there are other ways, scientific ways of handling those kind of things. But we will find in the Qur'an some type of solution. The Qur'an is filled with guidance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. It gives us the ability, it gives us the maturity and the intellect and the awareness that we can differentiate between what is right and what is wrong. A person who has the Qur'an in their life, they read the Qur'an actively, not passively, actively. They are engaged with the Qur'an actively. Then they will learn in life, and they will know in life when they see something, they will be able to differentiate between what is the right path and the wrong path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is what the Quran is going to provide you. Whatever you need, is you're going to find it in the Quran. Yet today, when we need solutions, the one place where we don't look is the Quran, where Allah is telling us the place where you should first look is the Quran. So Allah gave us Quran. Allah gave us Ramadan. Allah did not give the previous ummah's Ramadan. Allah gave this ummah of the Prophet ﷺ Ramadan. So Allah gave us a gift, which is the Quran. Allah gave us another gift, which is Ramadan. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us another gift, which is fasting in the month of Ramadan. So when Allah bestows gift after gift after gift, imagine someone comes to you and they give you gifts after gifts after gifts. Naturally, you're gonna show your gratitude to that person. You're gonna show your humbleness to that person. Likewise, Allah has bestowed us with so many gifts. So as a result of all these gifts, what are we supposed to do? We show our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best way, how do we show our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi, he shares a very beautiful example in his book Ihya'ul Ulum al-Din. He says that imagine there is a king, and this king, he calls a person in his entourage, and he says that I'm going to grant you a horse. Now at that time, horses were very expensive. Even till today, horses are very expensive. It's an amazing commodity. It's an asset. So here, the king is saying, I'm going to give you a gift. Now, Imam Ghazali says that three things are going to happen to this person. The first category of this same person is, he says, thank you for the gift. He uses that horse for his own needs, and he does not care about what the king wants or what is the wish of the king. All that he does is, he uses and utilizes the horse for his own personal benefit. Imam Ghazali says that there are people like this. Allah has given us so many gifts, but what do? They take those same gifts and they use it for their own benefit. The second category, Imam Ghazali says, that the same person, he goes back to the king and he appreciates the king. He acknowledges, he doesn't go to the king, but he simply acknowledges the fact that the king bestowed upon me a great favor. And that's all that he does. He acknowledges it. Imam Ghazali says that though this is a type of shukr, this is a type of gratitude, but there are many people just like this man who will say, and they acknowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me so many blessings. But the third category is the best category. It is the best category of shukr in showing our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, the third category is the same man who received the horse from the king, but he goes back to the king. And he says that you gave me this gift, and from this and with this, I'm going to use this horse to carry out your commands. I'm going to use this horse to carry out your whatever you want from me, your errands, I will carry them out for you. Whatever you want me to do, I will use this horse to make you happy. And Imam Ghazali says that this is the highest level of shukr. That in our situation, to help us understand this example in our context, we take every single blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you and I, and we say, Ya Allah, the gift that you have given me, the gift of sight, the gift of hearing, the gift of taste, the gift of moving my hands around, the gift of every single thing that you have given me in my life, I will use these gifts and these blessings to please you, Ya Allah. I'm going to use my eyes to do only that which pleases you. I will use my ears only for those things that pleases you, Ya Allah. This is the highest level of shukr. As we all say, and we've all heard, actions speak louder than words. If we want to show our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the Quran that He gave us, for the Ramadan that He gave us, for the fasting that He gave us, brothers and sisters, then when the time comes on the first of Shawwal, then we remind ourselves that this is not the day that we undo everything that we have done on the month of Ramadan. When the first day of Shawwal comes on Wednesday, we don't undo everything, and we don't break the orders of Allah, and we don't break the commandments of Allah, and undo all the spirituality we were able to gain. This is not the objective of Ramadan. Ramadan is about going through a spiritual journey, going through a spiritual training, so that after Ramadan, I can stick to my deen. I can use this as a catalyst, as a step stool to come to a spiritual level where I need to be. So this is the second thing that we need to take from this khutbah. The very first thing, as I said, was that we have to utilize the remaining days of Ramadan. We cannot miss what we have at hand. Number two is that we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessing that He gave us. And finally, brothers and sisters, the most important thing that we need to understand is the importance of istiqamah, the importance of steadfastness. We see in the dunya that we live in, every successful story, every successful organization, every thriving business, they don't achieve success overnight. They achieve success with consistency. Every single success story has the word consistency in their story. You cannot gain success without consistency. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He highlights this in the Quran when He says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. We hear the stories about the angels coming at the time of death. The angels coming at the time of death and giving glad tidings to the person who's about to depart to the next world. How and why did these angels come to this person? What was the special thing that this person they did? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He highlights that in the Quran. He says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. First criteria is that they say that my Rabb is Allah. That means that when I say that my Rabb is Allah, that means that everything in my life that I will do will be based on the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what situation I'm in, I'm going to ask myself one simple question. What would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want from me in this situation? What does Allah want from me? And how did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what would he do if he was in this situation? That is when we say, Rabbun Allah. That first comes Allah, then comes everything else. First comes Allah, then comes my parents. First comes Allah and His Prophet ﷺ, then comes my business. First comes Allah and His Prophet ﷺ, then comes my children. This is the priority that we need to develop in the month of Ramadan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the first criteria of these people who receive visits from the angels at the time of their death, the first criteria is they say that Marab is Allah. But did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stop after that? No. He says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Then they remain consistent upon this. We find in the Quran this idea of consistency. There is one person who prays 100 raka'ah one day, versus another person, they pray 100 raka'ah of nafil one day and then they leave it, versus another person who says, I'm going to only just pray 2 raka'ah a day, but I will be consistent with this every single day. The latter person is the better person. It does not come down. The only way we can keep quality and quantity in place is if we do things with istiqamah. I'm not saying that you sit down one day and you don't read Quran, but if you feel that you can read Quran and you can sit down and read Quran for 2-3 hours, versus I can sit down every day for 10 minutes or 15 minutes out of the day and give it to the Quran, I would say that you do what the latter is. Consistency is the key. And we also find in Surah Hud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He says, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ وَلَا تَطَغَوْ. This is, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He says in a hadith, actually there was a person who went to sleep at night, and he says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I read that you said that Surah Hud made me old. Did Surah Hud actually make you old? And the Prophet ﷺ said, no, not Surah Hud that made me old, but it was an ayah in Surah Hud that made me old, meaning that it put a lot, an immense amount of pressure on me. There are verses of the Quran that were, of course, all the verses of the Quran were revealed to the Prophet ﷺ, but there were some verses that carried a lot of weight, and it put a lot of pressure on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet alayhi wa sallam says in the dream that ayah that put a lot of pressure on me is this same ayah. فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remain consistent with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered you to do. You see, right now what we're doing as a Muslim ummah is that there is no consistency in our spirituality. Ramadan comes, our iman is at an all new high level. Come after Ramadan, the first night of Shawwal, and our iman comes all the way back down. There's no way we can succeed in life spiritually if this is our state. So this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ. You and those people with you who repent to Allah. وَلَا تَطَغَوْا. And do not deviate from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, we find that it is absolutely important that we remain consistent with what we have received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we can do all these kind of things, if we can make sure that we maximize these last few days of Ramadan, and we also make sure that we understand the concept of putting in istiqamah, and not only that, but making sure that we show our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I say, wallahi, when we leave from Ramadan this year, when the first night of Shawwal comes, wallahi, this will be a different Shawwal than all the previous years. We will not lose our focus. We will not lose our priority. We will remain consistent as based on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. Now finally, the last thing I will say is this. In these last few nights of Ramadan, take out some time. Part of istiqamah is that you need to make a proper plan. Sit down in these last few nights. Cut out everyone in your life for a moment. Sit down for 20, 25 minutes and ask yourself, we ask ourselves one simple question. What do I want to hold on to after Ramadan? If I'm not coming to the masjid after Ramadan, then make this time the priority, that after Ramadan, coming to the masjid on a daily basis will become my priority. If I don't read Quran throughout the entire year, then you say this to yourself. You make a commitment to yourself. And by the way, there are many apps you can find on your phone that talks about building up habits and reminding you of habits and so forth. Put it in there, reading Quran every day for 10 minutes at least. Coming to the masjid for Salat al-Fajr. Coming to the masjid at least for 2-3 prayers. And tick mark it. You can see that on the days you have checked those, and you will see that are you progressing or are you decreasing or are you regressing. So this is why it is important that we sit down, especially in these last few days of Ramadan. Put aside everyone. Just ask yourself, what do you want to achieve after Ramadan? And wallahi, if we don't have a plan after Ramadan, as they say, if you fail to plan, then you're planning to fail. Simple as that. If you fail to plan, you are planning to fail. So this is why these last few nights of Ramadan are extremely crucial. Yes, Eid will come at its time, but we should not lose the sight of these last few nights of Ramadan. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those who will be safe in the fire of Jahannam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those whose du'as are accepted. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts together the list of people who are saved from the fire of Jahannam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put our names in that list. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to maximize the remaining nights of Ramadan. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that after the month of Ramadan, may Allah keep us consistent, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us istiqama in our spirituality. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Barakallahu lana wa lakum fi Qur'an azeem wa nafa'ana wa iyaakum bil ayati wa dhikr al hakeem. Astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisa'il muslimin fastaghfiru innahu huwal ghafur rahim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد وفقان حميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان اللهم انصرنا على من خالفنا واحفظ بلادنا وأصلح أولادنا واشف مرضانا وعاف مبتلانا وارحم موتانا وخذ بأيدينا إلى كل خير وعصمنا من كل شر واحفظنا من كل ضير اللهم قسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا وجعله الوارث منا وجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب اللهم تقبل صيامنا اللهم تقبل قيامنا اللهم تقبل دعاءنا اللهم ارزقنا ليلة القدر اللهم ارزقنا ليلة القدر آمين رب العالمين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون أقم الصلاة. Straight lines, fill in the gaps. Brothers in the lobby area, please make sure you come inside the main hall. There might be space. Brothers in the back two rooms, please make sure the rows are complete and straight. Sisters, please make sure there are no gaps. There are no gaps in the middle. Brothers in the multi-purpose hall area, please come inside. There might be space. And if you have to stand in the multipurpose hall, please make sure the rows are complete. Often the rows are incomplete. I believe there's a lot of space here, still on my right side. There's plenty of space. Brothers in the lobby area, please come inside. There's still a lot of space inside. Please come inside, brothers. Sisters, please make sure that all the gaps are filled, the rows are complete and straight. And please make sure your cell phones are off or silent.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm Al-Din. Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'een. Ihdina الصirاط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد Allahu Akbar. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm Al-Din. Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'een. Ihdina الصirاط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. Just I just need 5 minutes of your time, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, as you all know, that here at the masjid, alhamdulillah, we are always providing services, and we're providing services for all age groups, alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, the reality is that we cannot do anything without your generosity and without your donation. So inshallah, quickly, I just need only just today right now, just 10 hands right now, that who can give $100 a month to the masjid for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyone to give $100, we usually spend $100, $150 when we go out with our families, just one dinner or one lunch. Here I'm asking $100 for the month for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have one, takbir, Allahu Akbar. We have two, takbir. Brothers, I know you're fasting, Allahu Akbar. Okay, so we have two. I just need eight more people to give $100 a month for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have another one, Mustafa, we have another one. We have a third one, takbir. We have the fourth one over here, brother. Takbir, alhamdulillah. Allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalafa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them. Tonight could be the 27th night of Ramadan. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all these brothers who are giving for the sake of Allah and everyone else who's giving. Mustafa, we have one more. We have fifth. We have another one in the back. Mustafa, we have one more. We have one more. Okay. We need a fifth person. We just need just six more people, and I'll be out of your hairs. Six more people, inshallah, to give $100 a month for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We put so much money other places. This is an investment that will never ever go to waste. Other investments, you can put money into it, but there's no guarantee of it. This is a guarantee from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you will receive the benefit of this in this dunya, and you will receive the benefit in the akhirah, inshallah. Can I get one more person? Darsaf, he's raising his hands. Yeah? Okay, we have fifth one, alhamdulillah, takbir. Dr. Safi Sharif, mashallah, his four beautiful young boys. Okay, we have five so far. We just need five more people to give $100 a month. Sisters, if there's anyone upstairs, $100 a month, just knock on the window, inshallah, and that will be a signal for me. We need just five more people to give $100 a month. Anyone, we have one more, takbir. Brother, Allahu Akbar. Okay, alhamdulillah. Okay, I know there's still some energy. I know the fasting can deplete our energy, but there is a spiritual energy, alhamdulillah. So we have six people so far. Just four more people to give $100 a month. Anyone else? Anyone else? We have one more? We have one more brother, alhamdulillah. Takbir. We have seven people. We have eight people. We have one brother in the corner. We have one, Naveed. Right in front of you, there in the on your left, on your right. Right there. So we have eight people. I just need just two more people to give $100 a month. Just two more people. Okay, let's go down to quickly $50. Who can give $50 a month for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Any khayr that we do here at the masjid, you will get a share of it, inshallah. We have one brother over here, takbir. We have another one, takbir. Says give a few more, inshallah. That's two. Let's try to get five at least. Five people to give $50 a month. That is nothing, brothers and sisters. You go to the gas pump, your gas pump bill just one time is usually $55, $60. This is $50 for a month for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sisters, if there's anyone upstairs, just knock on the window. Anyone else here? You just need three more people to give $50 a month. Can I get three more people? Anyone? Anyone in the back? They already gave. These young brothers, mashallah, these young guys, they love to raise their hands, mashallah. So anyone in the back two rooms? We have one more? Takbir. We have, so that's three. We just need two more people to give $50 a month. Two more people, anyone here, $50 a month. It is nothing. $50, no one? Okay, let's try to get just four people to give 25 a month. Anyone here? Sisters? Okay, is that a knock for a donation? Okay, we have one sister, alhamdulillah. Sister, Allah's watching you. Make sure you fill out the card, inshallah. So anyone else? We just need three more people to give $25 a month. Anyone here? 25? We have one brother over here, 25. Just two more people to give 25 a month. That's it. Can I get two more people to give 25? We have one more, alhamdulillah. And I need one last person. We have one brother in the corner over there, Naveed. So alhamdulillah, jazakumullah khair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all those who donated, may Allah bless you. May Allah put barakah in your life. May Allah put barakah in your children. May Allah put barakah in your ilm. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in your ibadat. May Allah put barakah in all aspects of your life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you all many more Ramadans, ameen rabbil alameen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you in your finances, ameen rabbil alameen. Wa jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.